selected. He still held out hope his time would come. It had happened to others, so why not to him? Warmed by the thought, he clutched his stained treasures in shaky hands as the night wore down, and he as well. With a wide yawn, he folded the papers with reverential care and returned them to his pocket just as his heavy-lidded eyes threatened to close. Resolved to sleep at last, the drumming rhythm of the rain on the roof slowing to a gentle pitter-patter, he curled up beneath his blanket and gave in to his tiredness. And just as the gentle tingles of sleep lapped at the edge of his consciousness, he remembered the lantern. Stifling an irritated groan, he forced himself from beneath his covers. On his feet, his legs uncooperative, he reached for the lantern. As he grabbed it, he spotted a blur of motion out of the corner of his eye. Rupert groaned. One of the other boys must have caught him with the lamp and was sneaking off to inform Dobbs. He spun around to stop the boy, no longer willing to accept the consequences he so casually dismissed just moments earlier. Thoughts of punishment, however, became the least of his concerns. It wasn't an orphan lurking in the dark, but something else, something unexpected. A shadowy figure peered at him. Without a sound, it moved forward amidst a swelling wash of obsidian. The room became dimmer by degrees as the pulsing blackness devoured the weak glow of the lantern. Before the darkness swallowed everything, Rupert caught a glimpse of its source. Inside the inky cloud stood a tall man dressed in immaculate finery. Flared black pants with calf-high leather boots, a black vest with matching jacket finished off by a regal top hat. However, it wasn't the clothes that caught Rupert's attention, but the pale, grinning face. The man's features were sharp, almost hawk-like. The long mane of silvery hair that flowed from beneath the hat and splayed across his shoulders offset his hairless, youthful face. His narrow eyes, their colour a malevolent red, burned deep inside their sockets, visible just below the rounded brim. Thin lips curled into a grin, revealing elongated eye teeth whose sharp points glistened in the unnatural darkness. The man took another step forward and the light dimmed a bit more, stealing the vestiges of Rupert's courage. He opened his mouth to scream. The man raised a bony finger to his lips and gestured for silence. Much to his surprise and even more to his dismay, Rupert was compelled to comply. His scream died a silent death in his throat. He tried once more to cry out, but found his voice would not obey. His stomach twisted into a hard knot of despair. The dark man laughed, like a choir of devils loosed from the depths of hell. Rupert prayed the sound would wake the other orphans, but the man's voice seemed to reach only his ears. His heart rumbled as he watched the stranger come even closer, his gait graceful, refined, threatening. More afraid than he ever remembered, a feat unto itself, Rupert darted for the door. The intruder simply smiled. "Sit." The man's voice flowed from his pale lips like velvet. "Be calm." Once more, his words drifted through the air like feathers brushing Rupert's ears alone. He did as he was told and dropped onto his bedding without hesitation. An overwhelming sense of serenity washed over him, and for the first time in his life he found himself unafraid. It was a strange yet delightful feeling, yet some inner voice screamed at him to defy the order, to keep running. Rupert sat in silence, the voice fading. He stared up at the approaching stranger and awaited his next utterance. He did not have long to wait. "A fellow creature of the night. How fortuitous is this?" The man's smile widened. "We have crossed paths at a most opportune time." Rupert nodded, a model of unflinching agreement despite the strangeness of it all. The dark man chuckled as if he had expected no less before turning serious again. "I am sorry I cannot be more polite and offer you my name, but these are trying times and one can never be too careful." He bowed deep, his hand resting on the brim of his hat to keep it steady on his head. All the while his ruby gaze